kiss. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time moves by.
The Last Piano Player by Eric Pringle, with Bernard Cribbins as Jack, Philip Jackson as Simon Swain, and Becky Hindley as Kate.
Happy New Year, Simon.
Welcome to 2020, Kate. Another brave new decade for the show. What have you got on the monitors?
Trafalgar Square, Piccadilly, Birmingham, Brighton, Bristol. Every major town and city. Viewers with their screens and keyboards ready. In their homes, at parties, on pavement.
Watching us?
Watching us. We're everywhere. Television screens everywhere. The Simon Swain Show everywhere. The whole country is waiting.
Ah, that's the way I like it. Okay, that's enough celebrating. Let's get the show on track. Are we set?
Everything's set here. Paul, are the contestants ready?
Best they'll ever be. Teeth bared and daggers drawn. Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Okay, into battle. Cyberspace, here we come. Let's go. Hello, persons, one and all. Welcome to the third decade of the 21st century and another unique, nerve-wracking experience with the Simon Swain Show. This is the show that takes real people into the extraordinary realm of virtual reality. The show that brings you cyber gladiators fighting to the death for the right to survive a Holocaust with only their wit as weapons. This is the show where you, the viewers, have absolute power of life and death, where you are gods. So have your monitors and mobiles ready to email your verdict. Who lives, who dies in the ultimate combat endgame?
Ready, Kate?
Yes. Contestants sweating, shaking.
Who have we first?
A man and a woman. He's huge, muscular, looks a ruffian. She's average height, blonde, slim, insignificant.
Sounds promising. Battle of the sexes. Okay, let's have fun.
Send them in, Paul.
Welcome, contestants, to the Simon Swain Show and Endgame. One of you will be the first to fight, the other the first to perish in 2020. So, who have we here, Kate?
Simon, we have Terence Amber, age 29, and Jill Greetham, age 28.
Terence and Jill, welcome. You look sharp, you look eager, and you'd better, for only one of you will leave this studio alive. Let me remind you of the unique concept of Endgame. During the next decade, a disaster will so cripple the world's resources that its population must be reduced by 50%. Every other person will die. One of you must die because you are symbols of that desperate future. But how do we choose between you? This is interactive television. Our audience, your peers, will control your destiny. You must convince them that you're worth the space you occupy, the air you breathe. By answering questions and reacting to situations in our virtual reality world, you must prove your right to live. What are your skills? Who depends on you? What can you offer them? What can you offer us? What can you offer the world, the future, each other? You are allowed to destroy each other's arguments. Whether you succeed will be up to our audience to decide. And you may, in the last resort, commit suicide. The battle will be fought until one of you literally disappears from cyberspace. Are you ready? Then let Endgame commence.
Oh, that was fun. Did you see Big Terry cry? The moment Lady Jill started taking off her clothes, he knew he was beaten. Woman's ultimate weapon. What could he do? Take his off and show us his fat...
He wasn't beaten, was he?
Come again?
I was taking the vote. I was watching the viewers on their visual link-ups. They disliked her arrogance, her ego. They hated her.
Well, granted, it was pretty close.
As I filtered the votes through, you changed them. Because you liked her.
So what?
It's immoral, Simon.
Endgame is about survival. What has morality to do with that? Anyway, the show is mine.
Endgame is my concept. The presenter is my creation, and so is the assistant. You are my creation, Kate.
Oh, you don't really think that.
I'm the controller, if I want to nudge the result a little.
You're cheating the audience. And you're playing with all those people's lives as if you were God Almighty.
It's just a game.
Oh. You two should be on the show. What a contest that would be.
Kate is getting qualms, Paul. Can you believe it?
Surely not. It's only sport, Kate. It isn't real. It's virtually real.
It's real for those people. You've seen them physically fighting. You've seen them breaking down. And what is it doing to our viewers to give them the power to wipe people out?
Oh, come on, Kate. They love it. They need it. And the further we go into this century, the more they're going to need it. Already most of them hardly go out of the house. 50% are unemployed and 90% of the rest work on their own, locked into computer screens.
The show is too confrontational. Even our entertainment is a contest. Maybe what our audience needs is... Oh, hell, I don't know.
Don't tell me they need understanding.
Sympathy.
Well, maybe they do.
Well, maybe you should go out there and give it to them. Oh. Maybe you should join their ranks.
Are you firing me?
Are you firing yourself?
Give in, Kay. You're lucky to be with Simon.
I know.
Okay. So let's get into our future. I don't know about you two, but I have a 2020 party to go to. Yeah. But first, Paul has an idea for our entertainment slot. Something a little different.
I'll say it's different. What would you say to our showing somebody who's come back from the dead?
What's that about?
A viewer contacted us about a ghost. Well, a sort of ghost. His name is Ferguson. He's nearly 70, and he's living in the past. Way, way back in the past. Apparently, he was famous once. The best piano player on the old club circuit, or whatever that was. He called his act Jack Fingers Ferguson. Old songs on an old piano. Can you imagine?
Not really.
That's what's so great about this. Nobody can, not anymore. It's a different world.
He was successful anyhow, but then technology took over. People retreated into their houses and techno sound blew live music away forever. The clubs closed and the instruments and performers went for scrap. About the same time, Jack's wife died. That finished him. He lost heart, and for the last decade of his faded career, he played afternoon tea music in a seaside hotel at Cromer that was as out of date as himself.
What the hell is tea music?
Paul, what is the point of this?
I'm coming to it. Then the hotel owner died. Apparently there was a problem with the estate which prevented the hotel being sold, so it was boarded up and forgotten. Except by Jack, who still had a key. And get this! The piano is still there. It's there now.
Amazing.
That's the scene. The old man lives all alone in a flat facing the sea. He watches the tides, waiting to die. But here comes the hook. When the loneliness gets too much, he lets himself into the hotel, blows the dust off the piano, and plays.
Fantastic, eh, Kate?
I still can't see the point. Nobody's interested in pianos or any of the old instruments anymore. That kind of music died and was buried with the 20th century. People can hardly remember it. And anyway, why should viewers be interested when they can have ultrasound implanted in their brain?
Yeah, but that is the point. Can you see what we have here? We have goo from an extinct world playing dead music on a lost instrument. Think how the presenter could make that spin.
You want to bring him onto the show? As what? Contestant or entertainment?
As both. Teleport.
What if the contestants were music?
Music?
We set the old music against the new music.
Think of it, Kate. A battle in cyberspace between the old man and technology. David versus Goliath. The music of the past, tea music, wrestling the music of now to decide which should be the music of the future. The viewers email their opinions. They have the power...
No fixing.
No fixing.
You'd never get him to do it. He seems to have shut himself off from the modern world. I should think he hates it.
Over to you, sweetheart.
You want me to go to Cromer and bring you back a ghost? I don't believe this. Cobwebs and damp and dust. Give me cyberspace any day. Good grief. It is a ghost.
You're trespassing.
So are you.
But less than you. I intrude in a major key. The sweetest thing, the only...
Let's stop for me.
The greatest.
You're good.
Used to be. We used to be great.
That's what I heard. It's a bit gloomy in here, isn't it?
Bound to be. There's no electricity. There was once. Chandeliers, spotlights, mirror ball, you name it. And warmth and noise and food and gaiety and customers. And me. It was over the rainbow then, sweet lady. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebird.
There you go again.
Did you want something?
To talk, but not here. It's spooky here.
That's because of the ghosts. I play and they dance. Waltzes, foxtrots, tangos. You should see them caper.
Couldn't we talk somewhere else?
They won't hurt you. They're harmless now. Dancing is all they can do. Can you see them?
This is crazy.
What exactly was it you wanted?
I'm Kate McCarthy. I'm with the Simon Swain Show.
Is that supposed to mean something?
It means a lot to Simon Swain.
Do you think she'll get him, Simon?
Kate's a persuasive girl. On top of which, she's pretty. That old man has no chance.
Yeah, she's persuasive when she believes what she says.
Meaning?
Well, maybe she's getting ethical. This will be a test. This will show if she's going soft on us.
Well, all I can say is, she better not fail.
Somebody suggested me. Are you joking?
This is no joke, believe me. Look, Jack, my feet are killing me. Is there a chair somewhere?
Sit on the floor.
What?
Elsie liked sitting on the floor.
Who the hell is Elsie?
Elsie was my wife. She was polite.
Don't you ever stop playing. What's the point of it?
It's a talisman. I'm making the past come alive again.
Could you explain that?
You want me to?
Yes. Tell me about yourself and your music. I want to know everything.
Okay. Lady Kate, you're as pretty as a picture. Has anyone ever told you before?
Flatterer. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
At my age, it doesn't matter.
Well, I do like it. Where I've been, they don't give compliments. So, Jack, tell me.
All right. Close your eyes.
What?
Close your eyes and listen. Bet you've never heard this.
That's lovely.
It's my life. Your generation knows nothing of this. The 21st century knows nothing. This music is haystacks, corn in the stook, skylarks, dancing cheek to cheek. Pianos. It's everything that's been lost. I grew up listening to my parents' record collection, and when I started to play piano for a living, these were the songs I played. I was young then, playing for middle-aged people who were looking back to their youth. Nostalgia was the rage. By the time I was middle-aged myself, I was playing for the old, giving them back their memories, always living in the past. And now I'm old and there's nobody left to listen to my music. I play for the ghosts. And for myself. I'm keeping the music alive. Or perhaps it's keeping me. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. When I play, it all comes back. And Elsie comes alive again.
What do you want, Simon?
How's it going, Kate?
Excuse me, Jack. It's pretty dark in here.
Looks like a tomb. Is he there? Show me him.
Oh, can't you leave
him? Show me him.
There. See him?
Oh, he's Methuselah.
He's not so old.
Get in, Kate.
Lady Kate.
I have to go, Simon.
Not when I'm talking to you.
Bye. Sorry about that, Jack. Now, where were we?
Asking questions. It's my turn. Why are you with Simon Swain?
You go where you have to. I'm from Warrington, where all they've got these days is unemployment. So I went where the work is, London. I trained in market manipulation and loved it. Driving your life in the bullet lane is exciting. All the time, Simon Swain was my hero because he'd done what I wanted to do. Come from nowhere and made it to the top. His show, putting real people in a cyber studio and giving the audience absolute power, was a groundbreaker. So to be accepted as his assistant seemed the breakthrough I needed.
Only seemed?
I haven't got any further. I'm still the assistant and always will be. Simon likes total control. Why am I telling you this?
Secrets for secrets. I understand you better now. And like you better. North Country girl in your cyber studio, whatever that is, and me in my museum, we're really not so different after all.
Of course we are.
Well, perhaps we are. Different worlds, different centuries. You may ask me one more question before you go.
Tell me about Elsie.
That's private.
Understood. But I'd like to know.
Well, I'll tell you this much. She was an entertainer. Called herself Elsie Nightingale. Songs and dances. We teamed up and travelled the country playing clubs, pantomimes, seaside concerts and old decaying end of the pier ballrooms. Those were good times. Yeah. There she is. Can you hear her?
I think so.
That's a lost world now. It disappeared the night Elsie had her stroke. We'd done a concert and we were walking home and... bang. I brought her here for the sea air. We'd been happy performing here. We had some of our best audiences here. But she died. Is that right, Al? You listening? She comes to me when I play. They all do. My parents, my sister, my friends, all the people I ever knew.
Let me tell you about the show. Let me tell you what Simon wants you to do.
I don't care what he wants. What has he to do with me? What have you to do with me? Your generation is a cipher to me. I don't understand its behaviour. Half the time, I don't even understand its language. I don't understand you.
The Simon Swain Show is the top spot on virtual reality TV. It's basically...
Look, I know what it is.
I thought you didn't watch it.
Well, look, a lot of changes have passed me by simply because I'm not interested. But not all. I'm not completely mummified. I know about the techno life, and I've watched the Simon Swain Show. Once. It made me sad. Those desperate people.
Simon thinks it performs an essential public service.
Do you believe that?
I'm not here to discuss what I believe. I'm here to invite you onto the show. You and your music.
It's rubbish, that. People only want techno sound nowadays. Ultison, isn't that what it's called? Virtual music? This is the age of infinite noise from an infinitesimal source. So, who wants a grand piano and a 13-stone piano player? Don't tell me you do, Lady Kate.
All right. I don't. I don't want you. Nobody wants you. Especially the Simon Swain Show. It was all a mistake.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yes, I'm leaving. Stuff you, Jack. Stuff your music. I've wasted my time coming here and talking to you. Simon was wrong. You're past it.
You're never past it until you're buried.
You're buried, Jack, believe me.
Oh, not quite. I'm hanging on. Fashions change. If you live long enough, they come round again. It's like a bus ride. Stay on and you go back to the beginning.
Is that what you're planning to do? Start over at your age?
Well, why not? Good night, sweetheart. See you in the morning.
I don't think so, Jack.
So, viewers, have your keyboards ready to email your verdict. Who lives, who dies in the ultimate cyberspace combat? End game.
What do you mean we can't use him?
Simon, he's a crazy, sad old man. Leave him alone.
Got to you, didn't he?
That's absurd.
I saw you on the link-up, remember? You were sweating with excitement. Well, that's great. If he got to you, he'll get to the audience. We'll pull his strings, Kate. Watch him whirl. Naturally, we'll have to blow him up a bit, colour him in, create a scenario. The last piano player, the final gasp of the old music, a living dodo, no less. Then I'll question him.
No, Simon. You mustn't perform your psychosurgery on Jack. He's too vulnerable. I've seen him, and I really...
Kate, what would you say if you had to justify your life? Wouldn't you welcome the opportunity to prove your worth? Wouldn't you love to look in a mirror and find the world applauding you?
What if it doesn't applaud him?
Oh, you're so bloody negative. Why are you protecting him? Go back to the seaside, Kate. Sell Jack the show. I don't care how you hook him, so long as you do.
Welcome, contestants. Welcome to tonight's edition of The Simon Swain Show.
If this is a joke, nobody's laughing.
No one's pulling your leg, Jack. So what do you say? Come and show us what we've been missing. Who knows what it might do for your career?
What career?
For your life, then. Think of this as another bite at the cherry.
I've been off stage too long. What you are asking terrifies me. All that virtual reality, cyberspace, razzmatazz. I'd go to pieces, probably have a heart attack. You trying to finish me off?
I think you're stronger than you look. And I think you're a fighter.
You don't know me at all.
So teach me. And appear on the Simon Swain Show and stand up for yourself. Make a stand for all those things you believe are so important that we've forgotten. Stand up for your music, your generation, your era. For respect and romance and, what was it, skylarks?
You don't mean a word you're saying. I know a performance when I see one.
Actually, I do mean it. I really mean it. And you could do it.
What is this really about?
What do you mean?
I watched the show yesterday. It's terrifying. I wouldn't stand a chance.
Why did you watch?
Well, to see what it's about, of course. And to see you.
And?
Even in cyber image, you're the only thing in it worth a farthing. The show is a joke and the presenter is a sadist. It is a trap, the worst kind. I'd value myself more highly if I were you.
You can help me out of it.
I'd be lost, Kate.
I'll be your guide. Trust me.
Trust you?
Trust me, Jack. Do it for me, if not for yourself.
Why should I?
Because we like each other. And because you're still a performer. Don't tell me you're not excited.
Come on, Paul, move. Get all this junk out of the way. And I want that sound tweaked sharper than knives.
How's that, Simon?
Oh, this is a madhouse. Take me back to Cromer.
You'll be all right, Jack. Simon is a cyber presenter. Just follow his lead. When it's time, you enter the cyber studio and sit at the piano.
Right.
The piano is real. The presenter will ask questions about your life and music.
Yes.
All you have to do is tell him as you told me.
All right.
Then he'll ask you to play. Afterwards, we'll play some techno sound, and the viewers will be asked to mail their preference. It's absolutely simple. I'll be here in the control room to make sure nothing goes wrong. You'll hear my voice. I'll take care of you.
Is that a promise?
It's a guarantee. Now, put on this helmet.
Oh.
What do you see?
Oh, it's Wonderland.
That's a studio. Virtual reality, Jack.
The colours are glorious. And the shapes.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, it's life simplified and made acceptable. It isn't real, though, is it? Not real, real.
It's better than real.
Well, what's the point?
Escape. And don't ask me from what, because it's an escape from everything. It's an escape from yourself. In cyberspace, you can do what you want. Be what you want. Be who you want. Your imagination is liberated.
It's a trap.
There's no trap.
Jack, I wouldn't trap you.
Hello, Fingers.
God almighty.
Take off the helmet, Jack.
Well, yes, of course.
Mr. Swain, I presume.
In the flesh. Jack, great to see you. Great. Let me shake your hand. There. Good to have you with us. The old world meets the new, eh?
Well,
is Kate showing you the ropes? Well, that's great. Go with the flow, Jack, and flow with the show. Here's to your performance.
Mr. Swain, I...
Sorry, Jack, have to go. There are a million things to do. See you in cyberspace. He's got too much color, Kate. He's supposed to be a ghost. Kill him a little.
Come on, Jack. Time for makeup.
Is he real?
The viewers have spoken. You've fired your last shot, Anne. You're fading, disappearing, past the point of return. Too late now. Goodbye, Anne. You're dead. Ashes to ashes.
Goodbye, goodbye. Paul?
Simon?
Is Jack ready?
I think so. Kate's looking after him.
Okay, send her back here. It's playtime.
Simon, what's your Kate? Come on, Anne, time to go. You did your best. Is that woman all right?
I don't know. Look, don't concern yourself. It happens all the time. But it won't happen to you. I'll be in the control room with Simon, watching everything. See you afterwards. Good luck.
Kate!
Now, viewers, for our entertainment contest tonight, we are going to give you a peep show. A glimpse into the way things were in the old world before technology closed the door in its face. The Simon Swain Show is opening up the museum to bring you a specter from the past. History on two shaking legs. Come in, Jack. Come in. This enormous object, viewers, is an old-fashioned grand piano. You don't see those anymore, do you? And you certainly don't see this. This is our real discovery, an old-fashioned musician. Probably the only one of his kind left in the world. Viewers, meet Jack Fingers Ferguson, the last piano player. Oh, he's taking a bow. How about that?
Simon Stone.
Say hello to the viewers, Jack.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Well, Jack, I'm sure it will be. Viewers, tonight in our cyber studio, we're privileged to be allowed a glimpse into a world long gone. You may well say good riddance to it. That's for you to decide. That's what this is about. Because, like ghosts, some people refuse to die, don't they? Even when their time has passed away. Or maybe they're actually dead and just refuse to lie down. Ask yourselves, is that piano dead or alive? Is the player dead or alive? Is his music dead or still dying? Hey, smile, Jack. Let the viewers see you smile. Viewers, this is the specter of the 20th century. Come back to haunt us.
Kate, is this all right?
It will be. Simon, please, I promised him.
Your problem, sweetheart.
If we ask him nicely, Jack is going to open his ancient can of worms for us to see, for us to hear. He'll make us squirm. Now, who wants squirm vision tonight? Mail yes or no, now.
Well?
Affirmative.
Yes, yes, yes. That's viewer power in action, Jack. You can't refuse it, so what do you say?
Well,
yes, speak up. You learned words in your day, didn't you? Folks, I believe he's nervous. Are you nervous, Jack?
I'll see. Elsie!
Well, nerves are understandable because tonight, the Simon Swain Show is giving you a bigger audience than you had in your entire life when you were alive. What was it like, Jack? It was a world full of quaint, old-fashioned people who never even dreamed of techno life, wasn't it? Can you imagine that, folks? Where do you think you're going, Jack?
I'm going home.
Oh, no, you're not. There's no way out of cyberspace, Jack. You're trapped.
Oh, Jack! Take it easy. Simon, you have to stop this.
Hi, Mr. Presenter. can I play now?
Already? Jack, you don't get off that easily. I'll let you know when it's playtime.
I think it is time, Simon. Fight him, Jack.
Kate?
Stand up for yourself. Fight back.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Go for it.
The trouble with Simon, viewers, is he's tone deaf, and he can't tell a B-flat from his apartment. But we can, and I think we're ready for the music game. So what do you say, everybody? Shall we ask Jack for a 20th century melody?
You're fired.
That's out of line, assistant. You're only here to assist. But okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Jack 15 seconds. Shuffle over to the piano, old boy, and play us a few notes so we can hear how droll you sounded.
Now?
By all means.
All right. Right, I'm ready.
Right. You have 15 seconds, starting now. 15 seconds, viewers. 14, 13, 12, 11,
go on,
10,
go on.
9, 8. What's the matter? Have you 15 seconds worth left in you? Can't you manage it for us, Jack? Can't you keep it up any longer?
Mr. Presenter.
Ignore him. Ignore them all. Play for me, Jack, please.
Yes, go on, Jack.
I'm Jack to friends, but Mr. Ferguson to you.
I beg your pardon.
You want me to squeeze my life and music into 15 seconds?
You've got it.
You're asking me to justify myself in 15 seconds?
You really have got it.
And the viewers will decide my future and the future of music after 15 seconds.
My, but you're sharp tonight, Jack.
I won't do it.
Ha! You can't.
Tell me, Mr. Presenter, Mr. Simon Swain, tell me in 15 seconds what you think this program means on a world scale. Mark its importance on a scale of 1 to 10.
I don't have to.
Well, what do you think? 2? 1?
I'm not incompetent.
A half? Nothing?
The old devil. Who would have believed it?
Go on, Jack. Go on.
You see, I know my life means nothing to your viewers. I know it means nothing to the world. But believe me, it means everything to me. And so does this.
Oh, Jack, that's lovely.
This song was sung by your ancestors and mine. A generation danced to it, cried to it, made love to it. They're still here, dancing in the music. So long as we listen and remember them, they're alive and important.
Ghosts. What did I tell you, viewers? Old Jackson now, being a ghost himself.
Shut up, Simon. Give him a chance.
You're dead, sweetheart.
You see, you're never past it, Mr. Presenter. Not when you're old, not when you die. There's always something left that goes on forever.
And this is my lovely day.
I love
this. This is the day I shall remember the day
this
I
die. This is the Simon Swain Show, viewers. And this is our entertainment contest. You have been listening to my music. Now then, hear what technology can do. Let's dump the dead and hear the music of today. Which of these do you think is the sound of the future? Name your verdict now.
Are they voting?
Yes.
Filter it through. Come on, Kate, don't dally.
You promised no fixing.
Promises.
The viewers have voted, Jack. They have voted to bury the past and you with it. Nice try, old man, but your life and music are simply old hat. It's time to hang up the hat and go home. It's been great having you on the show. Goodbye, Jack.
Jack, I'm sorry.
All cleared up, Simon.
Where's that crazy old man? I want to strangle him.
He's disappeared.
Run to Elsie, I suppose.
Probably. You made him look a fool.
He tried to make me look like a fool. So did you. But the show was a hit, even so. The viewers murdered him.
You murdered him. The vote was nearly 50-50. I thought his music was touching. So did Paul.
Leave me out of it, Kate. I'm with Simon. Personal feelings shouldn't enter into this.
Oh, of course not. The Simon Swain Show has no feelings.
And you have no job.
You needn't fire me, Simon. I resign. But I'll tell you something before I go. I think you've misjudged the public completely. You think they've changed, but maybe it's only the technology that's changed. Maybe inside their heads and hearts, people are still the same. Silly and sentimental, with feelings.
What do you want, Kat?
I want my own show. funny, eh? Silly, sentimental me.
You're trespassing again.
I can't seem to help it.
Trust me, you said.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't think you would behave like that. You won't do it next time.
Next time? Do you think I'd go through that again? I'm surprised I'm still alive. Kate, playing piano is all I've ever done. It's all I can do. Fingers on keys. But it's no good anymore, is it? The Simon Swain show proved that. Nobody appreciates music anymore.
You could change that.
But reverse history. Me. Kate, I don't understand what you and Swain are up to. There's some sort of game you're playing, but it's beyond me. Maybe you deserve each other, but you don't deserve music.
There's no game, Jack. Not this time. You won't be set up again. This time, things will be different. As different as you can imagine. This time, you can make your stand for your music, for your generation, for respect, for whatever you like. Jack, you can make it happen.
I'd really like that. Because it was important, my life. It mattered. So did my wife's and my friends. People like Swain shouldn't be allowed to bury us in boxes 6 feet under and pretend we never happened or laugh at us because we were quaint.
So will you do it?
Why are you doing this?
Because of you. You're a revelation. You've opened my eyes to a lot of things. Simon, sentiment, cyber politics, my own life and what I want to do with it. Well?
There'd be a condition.
Which is?
You'd be the boss, not Swain.
Done.
He'll never agree.
It doesn't matter whether he agrees or not. I've left the show.
Oh, I'm lost again. Oh, go away, Kate.
I left it because of you. Because of you, I'm out on a limb making a stand for myself. Because of you, for a moment back there, I shook loose from Simon and took the show. And I loved it. Not only that, you've given me an idea. You've shown me that the past isn't dead at all. We've just turned our backs on it. I'm going to bring it back. To hell with cyber images. I want to bring live music, live comedy, live drama to the screen. I want a real studio filled to bursting with real people and a live presenter. Me. I won't give the viewers power. They don't have it anyway because they're always being manipulated by dictators like Simon. I'll give them entertainment. I want them to be lifted out of their socks by talent and tears and joy. Starting with you. What do you say?
Promise me this isn't another trick. I might not survive another trick.
No tricks, Jack.
Holy smoke!
Exactly!
How are you going to do it?
It's done already. I pitched the idea to Simon's big rival, the People Channel, and they were bowled over. They've given me carte blanche, my own show. There's a snag, though. I'll be up against the Simon Swain show.
We'll bury him.
We?
Do you think I'll let you do this on your own?
What have you got on the monitors, Paul? Audience care.
We're down, Simon.
Down? What do you mean down?
A little.
How little?
50%?
50? Where the hell is everybody?
Watching the People Channel.
Oh. Kate?
Oh, is that all? Well, that won't last. I'll give her 2 minutes. When they see what she's up to, they'll come back in droves.
What they need is understanding.
I bet you're right, Simon.
I bet your life I'm right. Okay, let's get a real show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be uplifted by a new and entirely original screen concept. Live entertainment from our new reality studio, where everything you will see and hear is truly real. We present The Kate McCarthy Show. And here to introduce it, in the flesh, is your lovely host, queen of the super reality screen, the one and only Kate McCarthy!
Good evening, friends! You'd better believe it, this is really me. Tonight, we have many surprises in store for you. In fact, you're going to experience a brand new television concept, joy. Here, tonight, you will find no desolation, no sad soul set up for destruction. Because The Kate McCarthy Show will be the show that brings out the best in people, not the worst. To get us in the mood, I've brought along a man who has become a special friend, a true artist. He's the very last real piano player around. But friends, he is also the first, because a new world is beginning here tonight. Tonight, we're privileged to witness the rebirth of real music. From this moment, it assumes again its rightful place in our lives and joins us to our roots and our ancestors. That is why it is with pride that I present to you Mr. Jack Fingers Ferguson. Play it for us, Jack.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is still a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will still remember lovers as time goes by.
So I say thank you for the music, the song. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Broken and without it, I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance for a beat? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
The Last Piano Player was written by Eric Pringle. Jack was played by Bernard Cribbins. Simon Swain by Philip Jackson. Kate by Becky Hindley. And Paul by Andrew Wincott. The pianist was Stuart Hutchinson. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.
So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.